Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is part two of a discussion about financial savviness with Emmanuel Isuquo and Lindsay Kane. I know there'll be people listening to this who it's basically the opposite of what we've just been advising, Emmanuel, but I've got to ask you, because I know Gary, Terry and everyone else will be shouting it at their listening devices. Is there a get-rich scheme that actually works that you know of?
Never. No. No wealth is built like that. No one. And you know, if you look at the examples of anyone that you see this wealthy, even people that win the lottery, a lot of them lose it because they don't know how to spend. If you haven't got the right mindset, if you don't understand money, more money doesn't help you. I always give the Mike Tyson example. 400 million. Some of us, if we just had 2 million, even our mum would have to call our PA. Like, nobody could talk to us. 400 million. And still, he went bankrupt. Like, it's not about the amount of money. It's about having the mindset and understanding how to use it. And also, who's around you. So we talked about family and friends. One of the biggest problems is sometimes when we're on that journey of making money, we have to be selfish. And we don't spend the time to tell our friends that, oh, I can't come to that because of this. We just don't turn up. And so you lose friendships on the way. So then when you make it, you turn around and be like, oh, let's celebrate. And they're all like, who are you? Where have you been for the last years? And so it's really important that you have that balance of, okay, yes, I'm on my goal, I'm on my mission, but also make time for the people that are important to you so that when you achieve your goals, you have people to celebrate with.
Man, this is like a free TED Talk masterclass, man. I feel like you need a paywall behind this episode.
You know, so like, Emmanuel, when you've been on your journey from like where you've come from where you are now, how important was it to surround yourself with like-minded people?
Oh, good question.
Really important. And you know what the funniest thing is that to do that, you have to leave your circle. You have to leave your environment. And sometimes your environment don't understand. So, and I always tell people success gives people amnesia. Yeah, so when I had to develop and grow, I had to start hanging with people that are where I want to be, not where I am. One of the biggest problems of when you come from, you know, a council state or that environment is that you want to spend all your time with those people, but they can't help you get to where you want to get to because they're at where you don't want to be. So you need to now surround yourself with people who have the mindset or are going towards the place that you're trying to be or even there already. And so when you do that, now people say you've changed. Well, how do I become a better version of myself if I don't change? That's part of the process. And so you get a lot of hate. You get a lot of hate. But now that I'm on national television, they all tell everyone how we all grew up together and like they've all forgot how they used to talk about me and how I didn't have time for them and everything like that. And so you have to have the balance, do you know what I mean? But it's really important that you, even for me personally, like spend time with people out of your community as well. So you understand different cultures, different way people, how other people are making money, like how other people are being successful. What's important to other cultures and communities that you can take and add to yourself is so important along the journey.
It's so brilliant what you're saying. The most extreme version, I'm guilty of that. Obviously, I've now made a successful career. Well, not obviously, I have made a success. Some people might be like, no, you haven't, you unfunny bastard. No, I've made a successful career out of comedy. But when my first step was, I was about 20 odd cousins, 25. I'm the only one with an A-level. That was the first Einstein move of the family. Then I decided I was going to go to university and I could have gone anywhere in the country and grown because I knew part of it was going to be living away from home. Yeah. At the time, I'd had a row with my dad, so I was living in my housing association flat with my nan. in a council estate in Enfield. So I went to Middlesex University, Tottenham campus, so I could still go home and be with the man then by the dog shit bin, skinning up in the week. So I felt like I was still being true to my roots.
Exactly.
Because I was so worried about disappearing up my own arse, phrases like that. I was going going to my nan's for dinner twice a week so I could keep the cheeky Cockney persona going.
Yeah.
But it was only when I had the courage, when I started stand up, to make some more difficult decisions, and it didn't go down well with some of my friends at the time. I've now gone back to those relationships. But at the time, I was that person that didn't show at parties. I was that person that, who maybe was like, oh, you've changed. And my hair went a bit funny because I was going into showbiz. But I had to do it.
Yeah.
I had to grow. I had to detach from the mothership. I'm lucky. I've gone back now. I've got the career structure where I'm like, hey, everyone who grew up on the estate, we go out clubbing now and again. We got the WhatsApp group going. But my day-to-day life is media world.
Yep.
You know? But that the most extreme version I did was pick a uni just so I could still be, you know, tagging bins and shit.
And it's difficult. And it's such an important message that you're saying, that people have to understand that you're not defined by these moments. Like sometimes you might be, even like on the road to success at any given time, it can go quiet. Like you can have a quiet time. That doesn't mean that you're not successful anymore. It doesn't mean that you're not talented. It's just, you're not defined by the moment. Do you know what I mean? So if you have to do something in that moment, that doesn't define you. I see young people, I'm 25, I haven't bought a house, I've failed. Like, relax, chill out. Like, too many times we're comparing what other people are doing to ourselves, not knowing how they're even doing it. You don't know that they got that house through inheritance. You don't know that they've been able to do that because of somebody's helped them and supported them, and you don't have that help and support. So this is why we call it personal finance. It's a personal journey that you're going on, and social media is making people look at what other people are doing and feel like, oh, if they're doing that, I'm a failure because I'm not doing that. And actually, we need to focus on our own journeys.
The one thing I wanted to say is getting used to, and I think educating your kids about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. I think, you know, that's a really important thing, which even I say to my 7-year-old, like, don't just stay in your lane, like, you know, get comfortable, you know, do something, at least one thing each day that is out of your comfort zone. And then that's the only way you're going to grow. But Emmanuel, I was going to ask, how do you deal with people who come through that have got a negative mindset when it comes to like finances and things like that?
Yeah, you know what? I think I kind of give them the reverse psychology. So I focus on when people come in and they're like, I'm no good with money, I'm not good at this. I focus on, where do you want to be? What do you want? What are the things that are important to you? And a lot of the time would be, I want to buy a house. I want to own a car. I want to be able to go on holiday regularly. I want to retire early. These are all things. And then I say, you told me these are the things that you want to do. To do them, these are the things that you need to be doing. And it's a much different conversation when actually I'm not telling them to change for me. I'm telling you to change for what you want for yourself. And actually, when we start to know our why, I think it's so important. Like, when I was on the council estate, I always tell this, when I was on the council estate, my mum had a bad leg and she, it's quite dirty and spit and all of these types of stuff. And I remember one day coming home from school and my mum sitting on the stairs in spit, rubbish all around on the stairs. And I'm like, mum, what's happened? She slipped and she hurt herself and she couldn't get up, and I had to pick her up and help her get in the house. And then the next day, she got up and went back to work smiling. And I'm like, mum, why are you smiling? And she's like, I'm smiling because I've got to go and provide for you guys. So I'm going back to work because I'm going to make money. So, you know, there's money in the house for you guys to be able to live your life. And I said to myself, you know what, mum, you're never going to regret your investment in me. And that became my why. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to change.
You made me cry, Emmanuel. That's literally never happened before.
I'm going to make sure that this sacrifice that you're going through and you and my dad are going through is not going to be wasted. And like, now I'm at a position now where I give my mum money on a regular basis so that she can enjoy her retirement and she ain't got to worry. And it's like, actually, what is your why? Because when I understood that, I knew that when my friends were down clubbing and I didn't go, I didn't miss out. Because I knew what my why was. I knew what I was trying to achieve. Yeah. So it's really important people understand their why.
That's crazy. I bet you're like, enjoy your retirement, mum. By the way, here's 4 kids to look after.
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
We're going to St. Lucia for 7 nights. Enjoy.
It's amazing. And she only lives 5 minutes down the road, so it's actually amazing.
That's why you retired. I know that move. I did the same with my mother. Yeah, we've done the same with my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. Yeah. Get them people retired so they can work.
So they can work for us. Yes. Enjoy these kids.
Oh my God. So what you said was great. So you're talking about trying to, you've got a man in his 20s, you're not a failure, don't worry, you don't know how that person got their house. You've spoken how you've described how you work with a woman and said you've already got this talent, why don't you make food for old people? But I want to talk about a specifically male challenge. Men of past 35,
yes,
or 40, they are really hard to try and convince them that they haven't messed up for whatever reason. I don't know if it's something to do with testosterone, whether it's social media, whether it's our toxic culture. But I suspect if we were to go to some Maasai tribe in the middle of Africa, they would also have this hang up at 40 if they weren't the lead hunter.
Yeah.
There seems to be something that happens to men where they get near 40 and they think, well, there's no point in trying. I've definitely messed my life up. How can we get around that inflexibility and negativity when they feel like it's pegged to time?
You know what? I use this example. So I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Warren Buffett before, like, yes, on the podcast. In investing, in my world, in the investing world, finance world, he's like the godfather. He's the example for us all. He made 99% of his money after the age of 52. So he spent the first 52 years of his life learning how to become a billionaire. And I think sometimes what we do is in life is that we say, if I haven't done this in my youth, then I'm not going to achieve as I get older. But actually, if you're 40, you spent 40 years of your life learning maybe how not to do it. Because that's what Einstein did, right? He kept trying to, he learned,
yeah,
every time he tried, he learned a different way not to do it till he found a way to do it. And actually, that's not defined by time. And this is what I say, I always tell people, you can't live in the past. Like, you can't change the past 40 years, but you can change your tomorrow. And I just tell people to focus on, what am I going to do today that's going to have a positive impact on tomorrow? Sometimes what happens is the goal that we're looking at is so big, like, I want to be a millionaire. And it's like, you ain't even got £10, mate. Like, you're going too far. Like, actually, let's get the first £10 in and then let's get the next. And I always say, look, what can I do that makes me 1% better? If I can be 1% better tomorrow, each day, in 100 days, I'm 100% better than I was before. And it's about actually looking at, what are the small steps that I can do? Like, can I wake up earlier? Is there a course I can take? Is there a podcast I can listen to or watch? Is there a networking event where I can meet some new people? Just these small little steps, when you add them together over time and look back, they make such a huge difference.
It's a compound effect, isn't
exactly.
it? I say it all the time to, like, Russ, I always, like, I suppose growing up, any sort of party or event or work opportunity I would get, I would always try and look at it as an opportunity, because you never know who you're going to meet, where it'll lead to.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I think for me, because I love all that sort of stuff and all the motivational thing, and yeah. I try and, when I do consume social media, like, try and get it to be motivational and
yeah.
positive and ways to, like you say, improve every day. And I think, how important do you think it is to what you are consuming online? Do you think that's one of the key things? Like, what, instead of looking at, oh, this influencer's got this bag, like, for me, one of the things is investing. So if I get paid in my bank account, now in my head, the younger me is different. But now in my head, I wouldn't go and buy an item with that money. Yeah. I would, if I want something that's maybe a little bit expensive or something that I don't buy on
just
a regular
me,
or it's for a special occasion,
fuck
off. I will then go, right, so now, at the minute, I want something, but I'm like, out of principle, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to buy it. So what I'm like trying to get my daughter to, like, sell stuff on Vinted, take pictures, I'm selling all my stuff. And then it's like, then I can... like, I don't know, I'm allowing myself, I feel guilty about spending something. So I'm like, oh, if I sell stuff, and then that's the money that I've not actually not actually bought it really. Because
so Linz, is your question how important is the type of social media we're consuming to our financial savviness? It's a good question.
It's really important. Also, Russell, that is a husband joke. As husbands, I felt that because you know
I'll be punished for it later. I will be literally paying for it later
because my wife would kill. I know exactly. Like when we say, "Oh yeah, text me." Like my wife does that to me all the time. All the time, she's like, "Oh yeah, I saved this. Yeah, because I have been spending. That's why you were saving." Anyway, no, I think it's so important. Like what you're saying in regards to what we consume, because it makes a difference, right? If everything I consume, you know. I see young people, you know, watching Love Island and watching, but actually, are you even connecting with people dating? You're not even dating. You're spending your life watching people do this love thing or try and do this love thing. Actually, you're not doing it in real life. And, you know, we're shaping the way we think, the consumerism, you know, we get our values. Especially when you come from nothing, like where I come from, like you live in a council estate, but you want to have a Mercedes Benz. It doesn't make any sense. You'll put your money into a car that we know that the second you start to drive it, it's going down in value rather than go to buy a house because the car is a symbol of wealth. So you focus on the symbols of wealth. You know, we want now all of a sudden everybody going on holiday to Dubai, the fifth most expensive place country in the world. And all of a sudden now we're acting like we're going to Greece or Tenerife. Like it's not the same. But we will do that because by going there, it's a symbol of we must be doing well. And so actually it's really important, like what you're saying. For me, if I work, I can't use the money I work to spend on liabilities. And a liability is just something that when you spend it, there's no financial return on it. So for me, I put my money into things that I invest and my investments pay for my liability. And because of that, I can enjoy that freely knowing that I still have assets, I still paid all my bills, I still looked after everything I need to look after and it's not affecting me negatively. Because the biggest thing is about you're paying your future self. This is what I always tell people. If you don't find a way to pay, like we work so hard for our money and we give it away, we give it to the landlord, we give it to, you know, Sainsbury's and all of these other places, but we don't give it to ourselves. And we're the ones working for it. And if you don't find a way to pay your future self, you always have to work. And that's not the way you want to live. So it's really important that you find a way to give yourself your money and invest your money for your future.
Indeed. Although, Emmanuel, I think you're like me. I think when you're 80, you'll still be doing courses because you're so passionate. I can't see you retiring anymore. And it's just like I'll be being wheeled on with a mug of Horlicks telling dick jokes when I'm 90 years old. Right, we are out of time, but I have got to ask you. I know. I would advise everyone, as I'm sure Lindsay has already done during this recording, to purchase Get Your Money Right by Emmanuel. I'm sure that book is full of lots of nuggets like this. Do you do a podcast as well,
Emmanuel? Yeah, I've got a podcast with my wife, the E-Manifest podcast. So yeah, I do a podcast with my wife. So we
follow your socials. Yes. You're on there. What's your Instagram handle?
So it's the E-Man Effect UK.
The E-Man Effect.
Brilliant.
Just quickly before we go, I've got to ask you about relationships because we are all about romantic relationships and getting those wrong and what makes men tick. So, but I wonder, when you were single, or if there are some single guys and girls out there, are there some red flags we should look for financially when finding a partner? Or should we just put that aside and go on that journey of love? Or are there things where you go, do you know what? I don't care how attracted I am to this woman stroke man. Absolutely no way. There's financial red flags there. Would you go that far?
Yes, it's so important. I tell people all the time. In 2020, the number one reason for divorce was finances. In 2019, the number one reason for divorce was finances. It beat infidelity for the first time ever. It's now the second biggest reason because people are back cheating on each other. But, money makes
sense. How expensive was that affair? Reason number one. That's reason one and two together. I think they're linked, Emmanuel.
Exactly.
Who is that Chanel handbag for? I'm divorcing you.
So it's really important that we have that balance and we understand, you know, how it works because, you know, relationships and money play such a big part. And so actually, I personally feel like you want to know because if you get into a relationship with someone, you're taking on their finances as well. And so what we have to do is have these conversations. And I always talk about people like, oh, do you talk about money? And then, oh no, it's too personal. I don't talk about money on the first or second or third date. You know, it's too personal. But you talk about sex. And I personally feel sex is a lot more personal and actually is a lot more personal, a lot more sensitive and a lot more private than money. And actually, we need to start changing the stigma around talking about money because actually, If someone's got bad credit, now, if you try and get a mortgage, you might not be able to get that. That could affect your relationship. What they've done financially previously could affect you and whether you are yoked. Also, how someone spends money. So if someone is quite selfish when it comes to money, that could affect your relationship. So it's really important for you to have these conversations and understand people's mentality around money, because it can have a big impact on your relationship.
You have to be quite aligned, don't you? Quite similar.
It's very important.
I've just got an image of Emmanuel going, do you want to come back to mine and I'll show you my Experian credit file? Open your spreadsheet for me, baby. Yeah. Oh my God, everything tally. Right, we're out of time. Oh my goodness me. I think that's the most I've ever shut up during an episode of Man Bay. Inspiring, insightful, full of practical information. Thank you very much, Emmanuel Asukwo. Thank you, Lindsay Kane, whose ears have been opened as well as mine have. I'm definitely going to read the book, so we'll get hold of that. Thank you very much for joining. If you come here as fans of either of these two, hang around, hit subscribe, leave a review, but don't take too much time writing your review. That would be a liability and not an investment of your time. Thank you very much. I've been Russell Kane. I'm off to make dollar. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.